You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors on this Independence Day, July the 4th. So it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. Greg, it feels like a Friday to me, you know, July the 4th and everything. And I know that we shouldn't be beholden to the United States of America, but that particular country and its economy and its stock markets do exert a great influence over us.
Yes, definitely. And I've just go straight to the volume today. Just over 11 billion. Just managed to get our noses there. So that's certainly 5 or 6 billion lower than the average, and certainly half of what we really would like, a 20. So a quiet day, really. We're not really a lot of stories flowing and sort of wait and see, really, on the US returning.
That's probably the lowest normal volume day of the year. I mean, outside of, I don't know, public holidays in South Africa or pre-public holidays in South Africa, 11 billion, that's tiny. It's not good enough.
It's tiny, really. And I mean, you sometimes see these type of numbers, you sort of days between Christmas and New Year and that kind of thing. Mm. But never in the normal course of business. We've just started July and there's still lots of work to be done.
Yes, indeed. Let's have a look at the spot prices. 14.03 is the dollar rand, the British pound against the rand, 17.66, and the euro rand, this is good news, 15.83, and the euro dollar, 112.85. If we go on to then the all-important gold price, which has fascinated us for several weeks now, the gold price is 14.15, which is down $3 and a bit. The platinum price is 836, down 4, and the palladium price is 1559, which is down $7 per ounce. Oil price 64.19, down 44 cents per barrel. Greg, go to the asset class on strictlybusinesspodcast.com and sharenet.co.za and listen to an extensive interview. When I say extensive, you know, probably twice as long as I would normally have with him. His name is John Bickard. He's the portfolio manager for the Investec Value Fund, and he talks about platinum group metals, the recent history, and his theory towards these things over the next, as he puts it, 7 years. It's a great interview.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I have tweeted it.
Yes.
So you'll see on my Twitter there. But yeah, that's going to really be fascinating because, you know, John's had his good times and his bad, but when he's set out his stall and he's made his case for an investment, he hasn't flinched when many others would have. Mm. And it's admirable in these markets where everyone, puts in stop losses and, doubts themselves. He's got to sort of intellectual courage, really, to back himself. And that's not that common in the market these days.
He started buying at 90 and all the way down to 16. And so he's got an average around about 40 rand per share. Tell us about where Impala is now and give us an idea of how much he's making out of this thing.
Yeah, and I mean, it's trading at the moment at 73.21. It's actually down 58 cents for the day. Mm. But I think a day or two ago, it was trading late 75, 76. So that would be probably a 52-month higher. So from 40 rand to here, he's done very, very well. And then also, you know, riding something that's going in your favor is also difficult. You keep thinking you should be taking profits. But I think he's got – I haven't listened to an interview yet, but I should imagine he's got much higher target prices than for Impala.
I tell you what, Greg, when you listen to this interview – I mean, I wanted to press buttons while I was listening to it, while I was conducting it, rather. I mean, this thing the case that he puts is so compelling, you just want to just say, I'm sorry, John, I just want to make a phone call to my broker, Greg Davies at Kratos Capital, and buy some Impala or something. It's one of those. I mean, we know that nothing will come of it, of course, but goodness me, it was really good fun. How are the indexes today?
Just emailing that so I can listen to it at home. The banks down 0.32, again disappointing. Financials more or less flat, up 0.03. Industrials up 0.64. Retailers bouncing back a little bit, up 0.94. They've been really sold off. Gold shares actually did all right. So after being lower earlier, finished sort of almost flat for the day. Platts down 1.5, not unexpected. Resources down 1%. We did see the rand go through 14 at one point this morning. So that left the all share down 183. Again, a disappointing day, but we were sort of 300-400 down and sort of rallied a little bit towards the end, but I mean, thin volume. So that leaves the Aussie at 57,829. Turnovers, we said, just around 11 billion.
Yeah, really, really poor stuff, actually, when it comes to the volume side of things anyway. Most viewed shares today on sharenet.co.za, Steinhoff, down 0.8% to 125. Sabania, 1595, down 1.2%. And Avenge, 3 cents per share, 11.4%. You're long at 3 cents, so congratulations. Yeah. You're only losing your costs. Yeah. And Sasol, 346 rand per share. What about the big movers up and down, Greg?
Okay, so yeah, on the downside. Oh, you've done it. Let me do the ups. Yeah. The cap up 3.8%. We did say the industrials were a bit. Motors also been knocked back quite a bit the last few days. That bouncing back up 3.8% to 76 rand 76. Coronation up 3% to 45 rand 89. But still a sad state. You think where that share was, well over 100 for a long time. Distell, one we sometimes see on the group, up 2.2%. Transaction capital up 2%.
Okay, let's have a look at the Stock Exchange News Service announcements before we get to the downers. Comair Limited, trading statement. This is an interesting one. I mean, I love airlines. I mean, everyone loves airlines. They're so glamorous and everything. But anyway, Comair, obviously linked to Bidvest. In terms of the tam-ti-tam, further to the trading statement released on the 15th of February, my birthday, wherein shareholders were advised of the court-awarded settlement in respect of SAA's anti-competitive travel agent incentive schemes. So the headline earnings per share expected to be more than 20% higher. That's pretty good.
Really taking off this one.
You've done that before, Greg. We don't need no. Yeah, exactly. Flying high and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, anyway, get on with it.
Listen, investors will have to buckle in for a ride here.
Yes.
because the share's up 3.5% to 3.85. I mean, it's remarkable how well they've done, really. And I mean, it just hasn't turned a profit for probably 15 years, and Comair just continues to grow earnings. It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Anything else on the Stock Exchange News Service? I really can't see anything. Not that we should be able to see anything, but...
Yeah, there's nothing really exciting. I see Supergroup completed an acquisition. Let's just see what the share price did. Yeah, up about 2%, 32 rand 24, but that... It was also a share that's been knocked down the last couple of weeks.
Okay, let's just go through those top five major movers again. I think you've already spoken about them. Cap, Motus, Correlation Fund Managers, Distell, and Transaction Capital. On the downside, Assor. Assor up down 2.8%. African Rainbow Minerals down 2.5%. South 32 down 2.1%. Kumba Iron Ore down 2%. And Anglo American Platinum down 2% as well. Routine stuff.
Yes, I suppose, and then that's with the background that the rand was quite strong, and most of those stocks had quite good runs, so a little bit of consolidation profit taking. The Anglo Platts has been interesting since results; it's fallen probably about 30 rand a share. So perhaps people switching out of that one into Mr. Bickard's Impala.
Well, you can hear about that on the asset class on strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Greg, what are we looking forward to? Tomorrow is quite an important one. I mean, it'll be fun to watch Mr. Trump in the next couple of hours presiding over tanks and soldiers and things walking through Washington, D.C. at his Lincoln Memorial speech, that sort of thing. Tomorrow, though, of course, jobs, tremendous amount of jobs have been created, hopefully, in the United States of America. It's the U.S. non-farm payrolls number. It's an important monthly event.
Yeah, it's a big number, and it's often had dramatic effects on the market, and it's something, you know, you have to watch. Sometimes it's benign and nothing happens, and it's just when you let your guard down and think, well, it's just another one. Let me have one more beer at lunch, and you don't get back in time, and you get back to this pandemonium, you have the numbers up. You know, a massive amount away from what was forecast. And so we'll have to just keep it sober and into that number.
Of course we will. Greg, is this the last week of school holidays? Because people are drifting back. Do you think this is the last week where we can see sub 15 average billion on the JSE Securities Exchange volume-wise? Because it's becoming slightly disturbing now.
Yeah, I'm looking at the leave roster here and I see a lot of my... Our troops will be back Monday, so hopefully Kratos alone could probably lift this mark.
Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.